possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19, Peters Township. Rain in Milwaukee, but that's why they have the roof there. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
They had some real bad rain there a couple days ago.
My buddy Steve Gelbs, who was calling games for the Mets there this past weekend, they had to abandon their car, and he had to swim with Keith Hernandez a mile to their hotel.
Yeah, dude, there were people literally swimming in the streets. They got like 15 inches of rain in like a very short time period.
Intern Jack today is in with us before he goes back to Pitt in a couple of weeks. He uses the word mitt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him to apply it to football and said, when you think of the word mid, Jack, who is the first quarterback that pops into your head? Like, man, this guy is mid.
Just the definition of mid.
It's a mid quarterback.
Very mid player. And he said,
dude's mid.
Kyler Murray.
We said, that's good a pretty call. Damn good one.
And then I came back and said, where is Aaron Rodgers mid?
And I said, probably not. He's probably a little bit below mid.
You said below mid.
Now, for below mid, would you go mid, like extra eyes? Like you want to really drive it home that he's...
No, I think if you were trying to drive it home as like super mid, it would just be the guy
super
that's the most mid. Just the guy that's the most mid, like right in the middle. Like he's not any worse than mid.
Did you see Jackson Dart told Brian Daboll that he played mid against the Bills and Daboll didn't know what that meant?
Oh, God.
What are you talking about, mid? What's that business? What's this mid talk I hear you?
Man.
I hear you...
Dable's around,
spout off.
But Dable's not like, it's not like
around.
Jackson Dart is the first 22-year-old that's been on the Giants, you know what I mean? That's kind of the weird part. I would think if you're any head coach, if you're a Tomlin, a Dable, it doesn't matter how old you are, how long you've been on the job, you pick up some of the slang that like young people are using just by osmosis every single year.
You see Dart's already in trouble there?
What did he do?
Because he didn't know what the easy pass signs meant, and he didn't have one in his car.
What about toll by plate?
So he just kept going through. I don't think they have that in New York and New Jersey yet.
So he's
already accrued like thousands of dollars in fines.
Is he from Mississippi originally?
No, he's from California because he was at USC.
Oh, that's right. Then he's got no excuse, dude. They got roads like that in California that are toll roads.
Big time, man. They got like shortcut roads that you pay a
big
time premium.
He's actually from Utah.
Oh, but he went to USC.
He should know. Man, see, can you imagine Cowherd doing a take on that? Colin Cowherd, guy doesn't know easy pass, doesn't have the easy pass, doesn't know that that's something you need on the roads here. How can you expect him to run a proper offense in the two-minute drill if he doesn't know about the easy pass?
Like, what would you do when you were on the turnpike back in the day?
Yeah.
And you didn't have an easy pass, but you also didn't have money? How would you get through?
I think I always... That's one of those weird things that back in the day, I would always be extra cognizant of making sure I had the easy pass on me. And if I knew for... Like, my family had one, so I would take it if I was going somewhere and no one else was that required a trip on the turnpike. if I didn't have it for some reason, I was like dead set on, I gotta have cash here. Like, it was just...
Because I feel like...
It was just a... There was no other option.
I feel like the old Easy Pass on the Turnpike, you couldn't just go through it without an Easy Pass because they had the...
They did. They had the gates. They had the gate. That would go down, and once they started toll by plate, like in PA, they'll just take a picture of your plates and bill you.
The toll booths don't really exist anymore.
Correct. Which, that used to be like such a sweetheart job if you knew somebody in local government, that you were getting 20 an hour plus back in the day when that was a lot of money, and it was a nice...
Toll booth operator.
Oh, yeah. It was the, like... Wink, wink, nudge, nudge job. But anyway, I once was going from State College towards Philly on the turnpike down that way.
Yep.
Held up the Easy Pass, which did not auto-renew its funds. Would not make the thing go up because it didn't have enough funds. And
so
for
what
some
did
reason,
you do?
I think I had to back out.
Oh, God. But there was, hated your ass.
But there
ass.
Was like nobody there either. Oh. It was like a very barren part of the turnpike. Like, that exit wasn't being used. And I managed to like go around, I think, do cash and somehow get through. But that's a stressful thing that kids today will never know about.
Fam Hotline brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown. Greg, everything okay in Milwaukee? My friends on the Mets broadcast, Steve Gelbs, who was a college roommate of, or roommate, not roommate, but friend of mine, had to swim to his hotel there last week when the Mets were in Milwaukee. How about that?
I had heard. I didn't know if that was legit or not. I didn't know if that was there. He really did.
Yeah, they had
it was raining cats and dogs up there last week.
Oh, no,
week,
I know
Brownie.
That. No, believe me. I'm very, very well aware
of
all the...
They had to abandon their car and swim. Yep.
That's, I mean, I saw that tweet or something, and I thought, wow, I knew it was bad, but that's, yeah. It's fine now. I mean, they did a great job. They cleaned up most of the area. Still have much more to do, but we just arrived after all that mayhem, and my gosh, it was a mess.
Brownie, I mean, that just jumps right in. They did a great job in Milwaukee cleaning up, and they continue to do a great job in Milwaukee putting a winning baseball team on the field. Why? Pony and I are, I know, feeling the same way. Why can they do it and it's so hard for the Pirates? Why do the Brewers make it look like this more often than not and the Pirates cannot?
Well, I mean, it's not just the Pirates, but you're right. I mean, the Pirates just can't seem to find that formula, and a lot of teams haven't been able to figure out how the Brewers do it. But to the question about how they do it, they draft well, they trade well, they develop well, they've got leadership in place at Pat Murphy, the manager who, you know, they seamlessly moved from Craig Counsell, many believe was the best manager in baseball, and he got that gigantic, the biggest contract ever as a free agent manager to go to the Cubs, and people thought they might slip. And, you know, the other thing, too, this goes back a long time. I was thinking that, do you guys remember, and I apologize, I don't remember how long you guys have been on the air, when they traded for CC Sabathia?
Yes. Yep.
Were you guys around then?
We were not
right,
on the
right
air
before
yet.
The station went on the air.
That was the
2008
season.
2 years before.
I mean, that to me, that's kind of when the Brewers started making their mark, that they just went out, rolled the dice, traded some young talent. They knew Sabathia was going to be done at the end of the year, but they were willing to go ahead and, again, roll the dice and try and win. And then with that winning came...
He was,
you know,
phenomenal for them, too, after they traded for him.
He hit home runs for him, too, as a hitter.
He did. He was absolutely incredible for them.
Pitched on short rest. He was excellent.
He was the definition of a total ace in the... Brownie, he had a 1.65 ERA for them.
He was like Jay Happ, Greg.
And didn't he pitch like on 4 days, like 3 days rest?
Yeah, 17 games.
Yep,
17
right.
games
incredible.
In the regular season or whatever. And
I mean,
he
that's
pitched
the
130
kind of, that,
innings.
In a nutshell, that's what they tend to do more often than not. They tend to do something like that. Or they'll trade a Josh Hader. Devin Williams goes, and they find McGill. They're a remarkable franchise. They are. There's no getting around it.
Well, the thing that people have brought up to me this week is the... Now, Stearns was a big architect there, but the guy that has... grabbed the baton in their front office is Matt Arnold, who was almost hired here, Greg. So what do you know about the Pirates' interest in him, that the Pirates are very close, in fact, to having the man that's been the mastermind to this Brewers resurgence in the last couple of years?
Yeah, that I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of when, you know, how they went about the interview process and how they ended up hiring, who they hired, and how close others were. I don't know that, but you know, I think that, as you say, Andrew, it doesn't matter. Stearns moves on. Arnold comes in. Council moves on. Murphy comes in. They trade, let Williams go, and McGill comes in terms of on
Look
field.
Look what they've done with Quinn Priester, for crying out loud, Greg.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's, again, just everything they do just seems to be, you know, the kind of the model franchise for small to mid-market teams.
Brownie, I think they might be the smallest market, actually, TV-wise in all of baseball, but, like, how much stock do you put in the idea that once you get a ball rolling like this and you start to create a culture, the culture in and of itself creates some of the success, i.e. players come there and expect to perform well because they've seen it happen for other guys. Executives come there and there's a certain expectation. Yeah. Do you buy that explanation that the culture itself contributes to the success?
I think it had no doubt a lot to do with it. And I look at what the Houston Astros have done, kind of similar.
Oh, my. What a joke they were in 2011, 2012 when the Pirates were playing them. They were terrible.
Well, not only that, but most people thought going into this offseason they were done. They sputtered. They let Bregman go. You know, over the past, they've let Correa go. They've let, you know, people complain about the Pirates not keeping Gerrit Cole. My retort always is, okay, you say the Pirates can't keep anybody. How come the Houston Astros didn't keep him? He was brilliant with them, but they couldn't afford him. So, but they move on. And they pick players that, they, you know, they keep franchise guys like Altuve. They brought in Hader as a free agent, which, you know, people raise their eyebrows. Now I understand Hader's hurt, which is going to be problematic for them. But at any rate, again, going back to Chris's question about whether it's the culture that is put in place and the winning begins and it kind of feeds off itself, I think that's what has happened to some of these franchises, like Milwaukee, yes, like Houston, to a degree, St. Louis, but now they're, you know, eventually that run's going to end or need a rebuild or a reshaping. And it's going to Atlanta. You know what's going on with Atlanta? My goodness.
Well, Brownie, I would even point out.
It doesn't last forever.
I would even point out, though, in the Brewers' case, the thing I might admire the absolute most about them as a franchise—they've been very good by and large for the last man. You got to go basically back to 2016 to find something approaching a stinker.
They're going to make the playoffs 7 out of 8 years.
16 and 15. It's that they were. It seemed like pretty transparent, even when it had to be bad. That hey, this is how we have to rebuild it. Like after probably it was 2012, hey, we think we might have to rebuild it. They go through what I would call 4 pretty lean years, all things considered, and they've just reloaded, and that it's been all systems go pretty much ever since, and that's what impresses me the most. They were pretty transparent, like, hey, it's not working out
Chris,
with this current
crop.
Chris,
I think they spent less money in the offseason than the Pirates did.
I understand, but I'm saying that's separate. That to me feeds into your culture, just figures this out and makes it work, but even when they had to be bad, it seemed like, Brownie, they had a plan for being bad and not being bad forever, and they've executed that. And I again, find that very aspirational and, frankly, frustrating as a Pirates fan that the Pirates can't do it while this team that has very similar challenges can.
I can't argue with you. Now, you know, in terms of transparency, did they come out? You know,
there was
I
a letter Adonazio wrote, basically, that said, this is what we're planning. This is what we've got to do.
Yeah,
I remember it pretty
us.
Vividly. Yeah,
Bear with us.
This is the reality of doing this, and we have a plan, but it's going to hurt for the short term. We think it'll be better in the long term, and to their credit, it has been.
Yeah, I can't argue with you. I think they are a model franchise.
That's
sports,
what Jeff Passan
really.
Called them. On Twitter, they're 5 games clear of everybody else right now with the best record.
That's incredible.
Baseball.
Incredible.
Greg,
yep.
What the heck is going on with O'Neill Cruz? Did he ruin his swing in the home run derby? I mean, what is going on with this guy? Dan Grilly's in here yesterday and said, you know, the war stat's not everything, but Dan said he's basically been less than replacement level since June 1st. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, but it is crazy, but you can take stretches now. You take the week leading up to the All-Star game, the 2 weeks after the All-Star game, and give me what his war was over that 3-week stretch. I mean, we can parse the numbers. But at this moment in time, he does not look good. And so So I don't have an answer. I don't know. I think
is he checked out because the team's bad?
No. I don't believe that. But to me, he lost that aggressiveness that he got when he kind of dismissed it. But I think there was something to it that during the practice sessions he had with Steven Morales leading up to the home run derby, it was attack, attack, attack. You know, every pitch, bang, bang, bang. And leading up to that derby, and then even afterward, it was and now it looks like he's more timid to me. Not breaking it down, but that's just my natural reaction to the question. It just seems like he's behind in the count quick. There was one at bat, I don't know, maybe 3 days ago when he literally, as the pitch was coming in, he had that bat on his back shoulder. There was no way he was going to be swinging at that pitch, and I don't understand that.
Greg, Paul Skeens tonight. Jason Mackey had a story and brought this up on our show last week that he's of the opinion, from what he's heard, that Skeens is actually very optimistic about the Pirates this offseason and thinks that they're well-positioned to set themselves up for winning in 2026. I don't know if you've talked to Paul, but why do you think he feels that way?
I've not talked to Paul about that, but I think that a lot of people feel that way. You know, this is going to fall on deaf ears because of what transpired this season. It didn't work. What they thought was going to be a competitive year was not. This is a disastrous year, 2025. There's no getting around it. You can't sugarcoat it. It's bad. But they are not, you know, giving up on 26. The exact opposite is happening. And I think they're going to be extremely aggressive. Now, we've talked leading up to the trade deadline. I believed he was going to make some big moves. He did. And maybe still to come, either through, I should say both, through trade and free agent acquisition. You know, I think it's possible, and I'm going to stress this, this is the fan in me. I think it's possible this offseason they go after maybe not the star of stars on that free agent market, but they go out and get at least one name that we wouldn't have dreamed about 10 years ago.
Wow.
I'm stressing it. This is my opinion. I think it's possible. I'm just watching what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And listening to what they say, but watching what they do more than that. He's no doubt he's paired payroll, had to make some moves in his estimation to bring that payroll down now. And I believe to build it back up in the off season. And I think that's going to continue through trade and through free agent acquisition. I could be completely – I was much more confident leading up to the deadline.
Welcome to Pittsburgh.
I was much more confident leading up to the deadline that he was going to make a couple of big moves. And he did. I'm not as – I'm just saying that, again, that may be more the – it's just me. This is not – I'm not breaking news. Yep. I'm watching what he's doing, listening to what he says, knowing that the owner – is insistent that people don't believe this. He wants to win. There are orders out there to win. He wanted to win this year. He came out and said he said publicly first week of the season. So all that leads me to believe that they're going to be very, very aggressive this winter.
Greg, Jake wants to know on Twitter, in the moment when Randall Simon took his bat and smacked that bratwurst with it, did you think that he had committed a crime, or did you think that it was something funny? What was your reaction the day it happened?
Yeah, the night it happened, I was on the TV side and chuckled when it happened. And then I will never forget, after that, we used to do post-game, live talkback with the studio. We don't do that anymore. We get off the air and send it right back to the studio and get out of the booth. But back then, we would have like a little Q&A with whoever the host was. And I think I was on with Bob, but I got from the producer, I believe it was, in my earpiece during this talk back that Randall Simon had been arrested. and I thought it was a joke. And I don't know what I said on the air. I might have said, I said there are reports out there that I said, I think this might be a joke. I thought that the Brewers went way over. Now, Randall Simon was a fool to do what he did, but I thought the Brewers went way, way overboard with that. And you know, that sausage spoke about it about 5 years ago publicly for the first time that he or she, I think it might have been a she, also felt the same way, that it was way overblown.
Okay. Thank you, Greg, for clarifying that for Jake. That's what you get for listening. Jake, we do ask the tough questions here. Thank you, Greg. Those we'll talk tough. Next week.
Thank you, guys. See
there
ya.
There you go.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
417, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day is coming up in the Donnie Football Debrief. I'm going to mention this. I'm not going to say I'm reporting this because I'm not. But there is a rumor out there that there might be another wide receiver coming to Pittsburgh. And I hope that this is a joke. I hope that this is like.
So you don't want this one to be at the opposite goal.
This
line is
still in the rumor.
Give us
category, not in the report category.
Lazard. No. Lazard.
No, come on, they're not going to do that.
So it's a wide receiver that would be. It would be horrifying.
It's just based on how the Steelers' offseason has gone. It's just more.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Yep.
OBJ.
He was released today by the Dolphins. And he is clarifying that he is not retiring and he is on to the next thing.
Sure, let's get another guy whose best years are how many years behind him now? The Super Bowl was probably his last big hurrah. He was awesome in that Super Bowl and then he tore up his knee and it hasn't really
been the
same
thing. If they
get
him, they really are doing the thing that like people on
the baseball card
non-Steelers fans have mocked them for. Like, yeah. If this were Madden 2021 or something like that, what a football team. With Aaron Rodgers and Jalen Ramsey and TJ Watt and Cam Hayward. And
he was hugely productive in terms of touchdowns and then was obviously big in the playoffs for the Rams in 2021. Odell Beckham Jr. last had a 1,000-yard receiving season before COVID-19 existed.
There's part of me that feels like, I was thinking about this driving around today, I think Tomlin just gets a kick out of coaching these guys.
It feels like a little, he's like a fan of how great they were at one point.
The experience of, I got to spend a year with Aaron Rodgers. We tried to win. He's addicted to winning. He's won before. I got to spend a year with him. Like, I want to see what that's like. I want to feel that. I want to live that. Like, you know, people say about life in general, like, pay for experiences. If you're going to spend money on things, don't spend it on material things.
Pay
spend
for
it
the
on,
trip.
Yes. And, like, here's a year with Aaron Rodgers. Here's a year with DK Metcalf or more. You know, bringing in Jalen Ramsey. Like, these moves that are...
So you're saying that
super
as much as
memorable ones.
Yes, as much as you're saying that as much as the players seem to gush about the chance to play for Mike Tomlin, he might be gushing more about the chance to coach them.
Yeah, I think he's a fan of it too. Like, I think he's a fan of being able to say, I got to coach player X or player Y or player Z, these big name guys.
God, I hope they don't. I hope this is just a rumor. Also, if you're OBJ, just being honest here, other than like that this basic appeal you just talked about where Tomlin is still holds a ton of sway with players and he obviously won Rodgers over.
Yep.
If you're OBJ, what appeal is there to playing here?
Well, I think the appeal is other than DK Metcalf, who is good?
Do we know, like, if you're, okay, I guess if
like,
you're
OBJ. Like, what if this Calvin Austin thing
if you're OBJ, what if the Bills want to kick the tires on you?
I don't think they do.
Well,
I think that's
therein lies the other problem.
Well, yeah, Chris, there have been a few guys that have ended up here that you could put in that box or file under that. I don't think it would work. I don't even know if he's better than, you know, the crap we've got behind DK Metcalf at wide receiver, like being able to...
I'd rather see Roman Wilson prove or show what he can
so
do than OBJ.
Yes,
I would want no part of OBJ
yes,
here.
Because like you're trying to see, you know, if Roman Wilson has what his potential is, what his ceiling is as an NFL receiver and all those things. Like, this guy is at 32. He's on his last hole. It is, am I right in saying that? Is OBJ only 2 years older than McLaurin? Are they really that close in age?
32 years old. He'll be 33 in November.
One guy feels like he's ancient, and the other guy...
Three, four good, very good years left, potentially.
It feels like that with McLaurin, sure. It doesn't seem like he's running out of time.
I just said OBJ last had a 1,000-yard receiving season in 2019.
Pre-COVID. Yeah.
Pre-COVID. Lennox was still pooping in diapers. He wasn't even a year old.
When do you start to potty train someone?
Girls potty train a lot quicker than boys.
Where's
Estella
ASAP
potty
right
trained
now?
Already?
No, we haven't even really started it with her.
Some girls have, I've heard of potty trained. My buddy Shafe, his daughter, who's Lennox's age, or maybe, I forget, a little older, a little younger, was potty trained before she was two, which is crazy.
Donnie, is your niece potty trained?
Ace sometimes tells us, hold on, Don. Ace sometimes will say, I want to go pee on the potty.
But then he doesn't do it?
No, he will. Sometimes you put him to bed with a clean diaper and he wakes up and his diaper has like nothing in it. You're like, holy crap, this kid's ready. But then he'll just walk around poop and go, hey, I pooped. So he's not ready.
Yeah. I mean, I think they do still do like the nighttime diaper or whatever.
How old is she?
She turned 3 in May.
Okay.
Girls are just a lot faster on that. But the thing is, like, we've got to send Ace next year probably to preschool. He's got to be buddy. It's time to literally you-know-what or get off the pot here.
Yeah, you can't go to preschool with that issue hanging over your head.
All right, here's another quick question now that we're on the subject. At what age do kids become, who are potty trained, become actually proficient at wiping their own butts? Because like, I'm just going to level with
I mean,
Lennox
you could be in
is,
your 50s like Kabali and you're still not. You're taking
Lennox
it and you're throwing
six,
it in the G-damn no, garbage.
No. I'm not talking about like where you throw the toilet paper.
But that's not proficient
I know,
at wiping
it's
if you're doing
behavior.
That.
And he'll say it's baby wipes because he's listening right now. Lennox is 6. He's only going to be in first grade. He gives it the old college try. But I can hear you laughing in there, Donnie. I wouldn't say his success rate is great. Like, I'm wondering at what age you start trusting that the kid's not going to have giant skid marks if he's left to his or her own devices on that front. Parents out there who have kids older than my son. I need to know this.
No, I think the skid mark thing's going to continue for maybe into their teens with boys.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I always try to be very conscientious of that. You don't want to be the kid walking around who didn't do a good job wiping. Or the teenager?
I don't know.
14-year-olds out there one wipe's good enough. Whatever else is down there will be there.
I think it still happened to me once in a while when I was a teenager.
Man.
Once in a while.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Get out in support of the Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Bring a brand new backpack to Nova Place today from 4:30 to 6:30. That's starting right now at Federal Galley. Pop-up bingo, free entry, free parking. Bring a new backpack, plus happy hour specials. Help us get students in the Pittsburgh Public Schools ready for the upcoming school year. Details at 93.7thefan.com. All right, it is time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The Debrief, August 12, 2025. I think you'll both be excited about this. Pony probably more so, but I think you'll both be excited.
I don't know how to take that, but I think probably just means it's extra nerdy if I'll be excited, but Pony
will
really get into it.
A little bit, yes. So CBS for the NFL today in Week 3 will do a throwback edition, and Brent Musburger will be in studio for it, baby.
You are looking live at a studio, and I am sitting in the middle of it.
Well, he did the Hall of Fame game for a little bit because he got honored, and their like broadcaster writers went.
I was upset that I missed that. I could see him on the screen, but I couldn't hear it.
He hijacked the 5 or 10 minutes he was on for. So he's still a total ham, and even though
he's 86.
He's 86, he's still lucid. He still got it going on. I still say one of the great thrills of my life, you know, I got married and everything else and had a kid, that's fine and dandy, but was sitting next to him in a Vegas sports book watching NFL football on a Sunday and watching him sweat out his bets.
You are looking live at me betting my ass off, Andrew.
He was eating a, because it's early there, obviously. The game started at 10 a.m. He's eating a sausage, egg, and cheese bagel sandwich, just pounding this thing. There's grease getting on his dress shirt and stuff.
That sounds phenomenal, though. I'm not going to lie.
And he's sweating out like a Lions-Falcons game. It was awesome.
Would you say that in a way he's like the most successful, obvious degenerate gambler in the media? Like, there's a lot of often imitated, never duplicated. We love Scott Farrell. Scott Farrell loves to bet on sports. It's like the whole focus of all the media he does. Brent is like the OG, friends in the desert, you know. Not even remotely attempting to be sly kind of guy.
Do we put Michaels in that category, or do we just think he's mostly making fun of people?
No, I think Al likes to gamble, but like, I don't think Al is anywhere near on the level of a gamble. Like, I think if Brent heard from our old John Phillips stories, the update anchor who would be betting on SUNY Binghamton basketball games, I think he wouldn't say, like, that's crazy. He'd ask John Phillips if he saw him, you got any good info? Like, that's how I think he's wired.
I feel like you say all that, but you actually don't watch any NFL pregame shows.
I don't. I stopped watching them. When it's 1 o'clock, let's go. It's game time, baby. I don't got time to do the rest of that.
I don't.
And I respect that. Like, there's a lot of good stuff happening on those shows and well-produced segments.
But
it's just
not,
like,
but
show
not
me
really
the games.
Because they're not good enough for you to watch them.
No. I respect it,
but I don't respect it enough to spend a single second of my life
watching
them. You
can absolutely respect it and just not make it a part of your viewing experience. I don't watch College Game Day, really,
either. If
somebody
came up to me and said, I really respect the job you do, but I don't listen to a single second of your show, I would not take that as a compliment or a respectful comment at all, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But I do prefer, if I had my druthers, I would want every weekend to be, or every Sunday to be, 9:30 in the morning Europe game, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock Sunday night football, if I had it my way.
I mean, we might not be too far away from that.
Doesn't the NFL want 16 international games?
Roger Goodell wants that, which means it will happen at some point.
He wants to own Sunday for 14 and a half hours.
Every single team will play an international game.
Think about it. Say 9:30 start, right?
Yep.
And then a Sunday night game, they're pretty clockwork. That's why the NFL kind of is what it
hours.
Is. 3 hours. But for a television production like that, it's 3 hours and 15 minutes. You're on from 9:30. You got a kickoff starting. You got a kickoff, a final whistle blowing in the final game of Sunday at 11:30 p.m. He wants you plastered to the couch, consuming the product for 14 hours. And do you see that smile breaking out over Pony's face right now? If you're on YouTube, you do. Pony, I'm describing something that probably sounds more appealing than porn for Pony right now.
Well, Amanda, we were talking last night about the things like, we love Stella. It's great being a parent. Blah, blah, blah. It's awesome.
Yada, yada.
Yeah, yada, yada, yada. Anyway.
But if there is something you might miss about like what life was like before you were even, say, married and you were just single and had no
tethers to anything.
Yes. It's the idea that I could get away with an entire weekend where it was like noon to midnight Saturday college football and 1 o'clock to 11 o'clock NFL Saturday, Sunday.
Just a glutton.
And nobody to answer to or tell me that I was being like a sicko
selfish
or a freak or anything like that. Yeah.
Did you, when you were single?
Is that depressing that I like value that time that much and miss
pass,
that?
Did you pass up on dates and stuff to watch football? Like,
sure.
if you were single and you there was a woman who was interested in you and you might have even been interested in her, but you kind of did the value judgment in your head. Nah, she wants to go out on a college football Saturday. Hell no.
Remember that great game 6 of the World Series between the Rangers and Cardinals?
Yes.
Yes.
We will see you tomorrow night again.
I was single at the time. Went back to her place. She thought something was going to happen. I said, look, we're watching the end of this game, okay?
David Freeze just hit a triple to tie this thing up.
I don't care.
I'm assuming David Freeze scored and you did not.
I don't care. I said, I don't even want you to do. Don't even distract me right now. You keep clothes on here, okay? and nothing happened.
Joe Buck is losing
did
his
you
voice.
Ever, did anything, did anything with her ever happen after that?
I think we met up one more time, but honestly, the spark was gone. I mean,
yes, you doused it with water in the form of, we could get busy here, but I want to listen to right. Joe Buck.
But in all fairness, think about this. In the life we've chosen, what's more important? Being able to say that I watched that game live and having the feelings and reaction to it, or one encounter with a girl? I mean, what's that in the grand scheme of things? You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm actually on Pony's side, but I will say this.
Thank you.
It would be different if, like, that girl went on to be your wife. Like, if it was Amanda and you passed up on that opportunity.
I've got an extra dimension to this. If you're already married, that almost, it not only is not something that makes me roll my eyes, it's kind of like funny, that's married life. Like, she might even say to you, hold on, I've got to watch this trashy-ass Netflix show about people on a poop cruise. And, like, you wouldn't...
Great documentary.
But, yeah, we all saw it. Trainwreck was good. And I would... In that situation, I'm like, well, yes, we're married. This is like funny. This is kind of what marriage is. You laugh and you can get busy anytime you both want to, basically. In that setting, you're like wondering, you gotta see what things are like in the chemistry lab there. To say I want to watch David Freese and Nelson Cruz and all this.
And that's
crap.
A historic game.
Nelson Cruz, if we're going to go down this road here, you want to talk about a guy who gets off light for blowing a game in a World Series for his team?
I don't think he does.
You never hear Nelson Cruz talked about for misplaying what should have been the final out of the World
Series.
Because
the Texas Rangers aren't the Boston Red Sox or Cubs or a franchise like that.
I don't care.
Like
he still for one of those made teams, a horrible absolutely. Gaffe. He should have caught
of course,
the ball.
We know that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's just but funny that you like got out ahead of it with her and were like, keep your clothes on here, lady.
But there is absolutely a double standard when it comes to this stuff. If your wife or girlfriend, you're interested in doing things, she says no, fine, okay? That happens. She comes to you and says, I'm interested in doing things. You say, I'm not in the mood. It's like, the universe has blown up. What's wrong? What's going on here? Am I not pretty anymore? Do you not love me anymore? We've been there, right? We've all had situations like that in our lives with previous girlfriends. I can talk about a few in the past. No,
I don't know. I think her in any relationship I've been in, the asking to success rate for them was 100%.
It's very close to 100%, but the time you say no, they think that something's way off. But they can say no all the time. You guys know I'm right about this. Donnie, do you agree?
It's a men are from Mars, women are from Venus situation
here. He makes a good point.
Here.
I do make a great point. It's not good. It's spot on.
We're thrown into the HGQ.
Mugwamp in the YouTube comments says, you'd think watching this much sports, Pony would have better takes. Already, you just get ripped for it. By the way, what did Amanda say she missed about single life? You said it was, I miss not being able to watch 22 hours of football
on the
weekend.
I think it was something lame like spending time with friends.
Something lame. Well, I mean, couldn't you have technically been doing that too?
I mean, of course.
I was in my early to mid 20s.
Yeah, I like watching games with people.
Like, the boys came over.
I'm not in a cave downstairs in a room with no lights on, all the time.
Well, we do know you prefer to watch games more alone than in a group.
Big games, yes.
Or Steelers games you don't want to watch with us or anyone else.
Like, if myself and Malzi said, hey, let's. Like, we'll bring our significant others
over. No, you know why? Because
we'll
he'd be on the couch. He wouldn't even say hi to Sarah or Alex. He would be on his phone punching away from moment one.
Wait a minute. What game
Steelers,
are we talking
Steelers
about?
Steelers week three or whatever. Say there's a primetime game, okay? Yeah. And for whatever reason, Amanda invites me and Donnie, Alex, and Sarah over. I would bet if we set an over-under at total words you said to either of us or our spouses, it's under 99.5.
Are they coming to chit-chat or watch the game?
They're coming because Amanda invited them over to your house.
Well, yeah, if they want to watch the game, that's fine. But I don't like inane chit-chat while a game I care about is going on. Because then it's hard to concentrate.
So it sounds like it would be a setting where it's like the three of us in your basement, three of them upstairs.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if they want to come downstairs and pay attention to the game and watch and chime in on the game, and if they want to have conversations about like kids and the wedding and stuff during commercial breaks, that's fine.
No, you're tweeting during commercial breaks. Josh on the YouTube comments, sorry, honey, not in the mood. Two Gloves Kenny is driving.
Yeah.
Oh, this well, has yielded that, an actual treasure trove.
That's not even, I mean.
You have a supporter, Bucko Dan. I love Pony's take here. They're yep. not all making fun of you. Most of them are, but they're not all. There are people out there.
Yep.
How about a bit called Porno or Pirates where you find old-timey baseball names like Slappy Dingler and have people guess? Johnny Dickshot would be perfect
for this. We do have a PM team name game coming up next hour. I'm looking forward to that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.